WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop.
Leroy's Body Shop offers full collision repairs. Leroy's Body Shop. They treat people right, do great work, and get cars back fast.
It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop. The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. It's 7:39. Let's get to it. Your topic of the day. Oh, you know, it's summertime. Summertime and the living's easy.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, along with summertime, we have summertime drinks. So your topic for the day today, what is your go-to summertime drink? This can be alcoholic or non-alcoholic. I don't know why we would talk about non-alcoholic drinks. That just doesn't make sense here on the Plan B Morning Show. But
I'll give you both. How about that?
Go for it.
That's pretty good. So non-alcoholic. You know what's really good? Just the Arnold Palmer, man.
Yeah.
You know the Arnold, it's the lemonade and the tea, right?
Yep.
The Arnold Palmy. Just a classic. I don't know. Every time I have it, you got to get the light version, because if you don't, I don't know, it's not good. It's especially not good for me. But
well, it's a lot of sugar in there. You can taste it. If you got like regular sweet tea and regular lemonade, whoo.
Yeah.
It'll make you pucker.
It's a sweet mix right there.
Yep.
Alcoholic in the summer is weird. I go from season to season. So like when it's fall, I'm a whiskey guy. I like to have whiskey for some reason. It's a fall drink for me, like a Jack and Diet.
Smoky whiskey is always good in the fall. Yeah.
In the summer, man, I'm a light beer guy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. I don't like the real dark malty beers. I'm just a real casual cheap light beer kind of a guy.
Yeah. So. Both good calls. Yeah, beer in the summertime.
The hot sun makes a beer just taste so much better.
Oh, absolutely. I mowed the lawn yesterday. I was just sweating and hot. First thing I did, came in, grabbed a beer, sat down in a lawn chair outside, and just was like, that is refreshing. Mm-hmm. Both good summertime drinks, Hunter. You brought it. I'm impressed. For me, I'm going to actually take one of yours and up it. So I love doing the Arnold Palmer's, but the alcoholic version. So an Arnold Palmer, if you order one, if you go to a bar and say, you know, give me an Arnold Palmer, more than likely they're going to give you vodka, tea, lemonade. Delicious. That is my go-to summertime drink. I absolutely love it. Usually what I'll do is, like, if we're golfing or something like that.
I know what you're going to do. I know what you're going to say.
I just get the can, the big tall boy of the Arnold Palmer, the light, of course, the zero calorie. And then I take a couple sips, a couple little chugs out of the can, and then I pour my vodka right into the can. Bing, bang, boom. You don't dirty a glass. You got a container for your boozy Arnold Palmer.
That's here's just the one thing about it, though, is if it's a hot summer day, you better drink it fast because you can't put ice cubes in it. That's the only problem.
Hunter, do you know me? Of course I drink it fast. I'm not a pussy.
That's what I'm saying.
I drink it as fast as you can. Glug, 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 glug.
Then you were the loudest guy in the golf course on the third hole.
Always. And I'm on my third Arnold Palmer. That's usually how it works. So that's definitely my my alcoholic one. But since you gave two options, I'll say my non-alcoholic one is water. Because usually you need some water after you were drinking beers or Arnold Palmers the day before.
After drinking all those Arnold Palmers and you wake up in the morning looking like Schmeagle, Lord of the Rings.
God, kill me now.
You need some water for sure.
All right. Both good ones. And I like that we had one that was one and the same. That was good. We can share those. But I do have to be careful, though. The summertime, like if I'm around family and we're doing anything and I have one of my Arnold Palmers, you got to watch the kids because it looks very appealing to a toddler. Like, ooh, sweet tea. Yeah. Like, no. Don't. Is that Uncle Brock's? Don't drink that one. You can't have that one.
Yeah, right. Uncle Brock's like, take a sip. Don't tell your mother.
You're fine. Drunk toddlers everywhere at the family barbecue. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Get to the WIRX Facebook page. You can comment on there. Get on the conversation. It's summertime. What is your go-to summer drink? We'll have your answers when we come back. Stick around. All right, here we go. Good morning. It's Sip. tip. Brock Hunter. So kidding. It's summertime. We're all enjoying the warmer weather. It's actually been a nice start to the summer. I'm going to say I really have been enjoying it. It's been a good start to it, and we've already been partaking in our favorite summertime drinks. You know, you can't have summer without summertime cocktails. You know what I mean?
That's right. That's right. I got a question for you, man, and yeah. I don't know why this hasn't been a thing or invented, and maybe it has, but like a Jack and Diet. I'm sure this is going to be some people's choices. A Jack and Diet for the drink. Why don't they just make like a can that's a Jack and Diet already pre-mixed? And
I
you just crack
they do
it open
have
like
those.
Do they?
I think so.
Like a Coca-Cola can.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Jack and Coke in a can. Boom, already pre-mixed.
Maybe something with having the booze mixed with the soda. Maybe it doesn't it doesn't store as well. I don't know. I don't know.
That's probably it, honestly.
I'm sure they got to have something like that because, you know, they got all the pre-mixed stuff. You can get, like, you know, like Twisted Tea. That's basically, you know, like an Arnold Palmer in a can. You got your yeah. booze mixed in with the tea already,
could you
which
just
are good.
Having a cooler full of Jack and Diet, so?
Yeah. Are you that lazy that you can't mix your drinks?
Absolutely. 100%. I think a lot of America is on board with me here, Brock.
You're telling me I got to pour this into this? This is ridiculous. I'm a busy man. I got golf to do. I got fish. You know, I can't just be wasting all my summer days mixing drinks.
See, you could put them on ice. They would already be cold like beers. Ah, dude, come on.
But see now, but therein lies the problem where yeah, they are cold, but lots of times with a Jack and Coke, you know, a whiskey Coke, no. You have the ice in there.
That's very true.
You know?
That's very true.
Now, you
like
could pour that over ice, but therein lies another problem for you, because then you got to pour something, and you're wasting all your time.
Rather just pour it into my mouth.
Exactly. You know? Maybe if they could find a way to put ice in the can as well.
It can happen. Dude, we're on to something. I'm telling you.
Or maybe, like, it's got, like, not actual ice. It's got, like, fake ice cubes, you know, like you can put in there.
Yeah, like a whiskey stone that just stays cold.
It just stays in there.
I mean, it's in the, you know?
I get a hold of Jack Daniels. I don't know what he's doing right now, but maybe you could give him a holler. Jack, what are you doing?
Come on down here, would you?
We got some great comments on Facebook. What's your go-to summertime drink? And it can be alcoholic or non-alcoholic. We don't care. I mean, obviously, here on the Plan B Morning Show, right. More than likely, it's going to be alcohol-related just because we like the booze, you know. let's see. Son of Sam said, the same as every other day, the blood of my enemies, only in the summer I chill it.
God. Jeez, Sam.
It's the most Sam answer.
We need Sam, what are you doing Sunday? I need to take you to church.
Let's see. Brian said an ice cold can of Busch Light. Oh, wait, that's year round. You know, that's the thing is I do enjoy beer year round, whether it's a Natty or even a Busch Light, something like that. But in the summertime, I do notice my beer consumption does go up.
Oh, yeah. It's nothing better than being doing something out, you know, some yard work, getting sweaty, mowing the lawn, and then just slamming a beer.
Just slamming an
ice
beer.
Cold beer.
I finished the lawn and I beer funnel. I just do the old beer funnel right to the gullet.
I'm gonna say the ice cold beer in the summer after hard days of work is better than the whiskey in the fall around a campfire.
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure. When you've earned that beer, oh, it's delicious. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Blake said a spiked Arnold Palmer, classic. Cannot go wrong with that. He said he puts Bird Dog whiskey in his, though. He does the whiskey arm.
Bird Dog. Bird Dogging.
Yo, Bird Dogging, son of a bitch, you.
I guess I don't know what Bird Dog whiskey is. Is it cheap? Is it expensive?
It's a decent whiskey. Yeah, it's good. I'd say middle shelf, middle tier. Let's see. Bruce said Mountain Dew Game Fuel, just amped up, running around with the shirt off, sweating. All amped up on I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew. Hey, take a look at the back panel of that Mountain Dew and read the sugar content.
Let's see. Sean said Green Zebra from Founders. I don't know if I'm familiar with that. I'm familiar with Founders, but not the Green Zebra.
Do you like going and trying all different kinds of beers? Or are you more of like, hey, this is my beer, I'm going to drink this beer for the rest of my life?
I definitely have a go-to, which is, you know, your lighter beers, you know, any kind of blonde beer. But, of course, if someone says, hey, Brock, try this beer, I'll be like, okay. You know, I'm never like, what? How dare you ask me that question? Yeah, I'll be like, yeah, thanks for the offer. I would love to try that beer.
Do you like a Guinness? What would be a malt beer?
If I do drink one of those, I'm not a big dark beer guy, especially in the summertime, because I feel like I'm eating it. But yeah, I'll drink it. I'll do a black and tan from time to time. You know, I got to be in the mood for it though.
Like a Boddington. Have you ever had those?
I don't know what that is. No,
it's like the yellow can kind of one. My dad loves them for some reason. I tried one. He's like, you gotta try it. I did. I looked at my dad. I'm like, dude, that is the worst thing I've ever put in my mouth.
I will never, ever have that. Don't you dare. let's see. Robert said just good old classic lemonade. I can't remember last time I just had a lemonade. You know what I used to do as a kid? Oh, my God, dude. This is just ridiculous. I used to eat the lemonade powder, like the mix, right out of the canister. You remember those old Country Time lemonade twist top canisters? Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I would go in there. Mom would have to buy like three of them because one of them would be eaten by my brother and I. We would just take a spoonful of it. Oh,
it's very tart.
Oh, my God.
Remember Tang? Remember Tang?
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course. Yeah. But, yeah, I remember eating spoonfuls of the Country Time lemonade mix. Mm. Not even mix it in there. Or if I made a drink, I never did, like, the proper measurements. Like, a spoonful would get you, like, a full, you know, like a full gallon. Nope, I would put one per 12-ounce glass.
Did any of your family members, your mom, your grandma, have, like, the big, like, glass lemonade, you know,
oh, of course,
container or whatever in the
fridge? I don't know if ours was glass. I think ours was plastic, and then it had the top where you could put you could twist it to either it had just the open spout or it had, like, the line, like the grate to catch the pulp and everything. We had those constantly.
Fantastic. Give me some of that purple stuff in the back.
Yeah. or you'd get the frozen ones in the freezer that you would put in the freezer, and then you'd put it in, you'd mix it up. Oh, that was so good.
No wonder I'm diabetic. No wonder.
It was cold instantly. You didn't have to chill it. It was already to go. You know, we'd eat those too. We'd pop those open and take spoonfuls of those. Just eating everything.
You would have the popsicles. God, there's so much sugar going around. Yeah. It's the 90s, dude, didn't have it figured out.
That's why there's problems today.
You want to slap like a whole, I'd get like six of those popsicles, right? You know, the ones that you have to cut the top off.
Oh, yeah.
And chase them with lemonade and Kool-Aid and,
Capri Suns. We would take the popsicle sticks, right? You know, the freezer pops or whatever, and we'd microwave them, and then we would drink the liquid.
Soften them up a little bit. Dude, that is, I forgot about that.
It's like, let's take this popsicle and melt it. It's like, it doesn't make sense.
But you wouldn't just pour it in your mouth. You'd suck on it.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And then it would come up around the sides, dude.
Just cut your mouth up just all to hell. Oh, delicious.
Inside your mouth is destroyed.
And you could get like 1,000 of them for $5. It was great.
Then you get too lazy to go get the scissors to cut them off. And you just put them in your canines and just kind of tear them off. Huh?
Just covered in juice. It was great. Just a mess. Just an effing mess. All right, we're going to take a break. We got more of the Plan B Morning Show in just a little bit. Stick around.